You are listening to Eye on the Valley with Surjit and Ali. Now, we're moving on to our interview with Alan Dirksen, an Anglican minister at two parishes in the Fraser Valley. People are stuck indoors due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Their churches are locked down, and their regular faith-based communities are scattered. Dirksen has been serving at the parish of St. Matthew since 2011, but he also considers himself part of a conservative church and has taught biblical and theological courses in academic settings. This is why we spoke to him, to talk about how people in the valley are being impacted by the current health restrictions, being inside, being unable to get in touch with their communities. At this point in the pandemic, he says the barriers to practicing faith are piling up, and people of all denominations are feeling the pressure. Here is our conversation. We're looking forward to chatting with you specifically about how your work and the nature of people's needs in your area have changed over the last year almost now.
Yeah.
Do you want to start by just letting us know how things are different this year in 2020?
Well, I'm sure like your lives, everything about it is somewhat different, and yet there's familiarity too, which is what's off-putting about it, right? So they're still gathering, but you know, for most of the summer we were doing it outside, sitting around in chairs 6 feet apart. The things that are really different are that it's really hard to be there for people when they're really going through stuff. So when there's a family member that has passed away, or there's somebody desperately sick in the hospital, of course, normally we would have gathered around the bedside and prayed and supported each other. And that is, it's just so different now and feels so isolating and so grievous, right? Like we're all grieving that sort of loss of just being normal together and loving and supporting each other. But in other ways, it's been very creative. You know, I'm 50% at two parishes here at St. Matthew in Abbotsford and at St. Thomas in Chilliwack. You know, we have formed collaborations online between the two parishes. They're just far enough apart that people can't really travel to each parish. But now we have a group that formed called New Connections, which is all about forging different kinds of relating, different kinds of learning experiences for people. And it's all led, well, mostly led by non-clergy people. And I've been excited about that because you get a whole different group of people involved mm-hmm. in the life and ministry of the church. We formed collaboration with another church here in town, just all online to raise food for the food bank. And we had a contest, you know, who could bring in the most poundage of food to the food bank. Smart. Over the month of October. So stuff like that, right? Like, wow. So there's this creative edge that can be there. And, you know, we're two small churches, but I would say, you know, it's not a trade-off, right? Like it's way harder than the old way.
Yeah. There's one point you brought up, which is that you're connecting people online, I take it. Is that what this New Connections thing is? It's like is it a Facebook group or a website?
It's forming different kinds of learning experiences and fellowship times and even worship times that are outside of our Sunday morning gatherings, and doing it via Zoom mostly. And people hang out together for 30, 40 minutes beforehand, and then they do the event. And it's led by people who, you know, really had no leadership in the regular Sunday services. So that's cool, right? Like, I mean, it means people are exploring their faith. It means people are exploring ways to connect with others, ways to serve others in that way. And, you know, I was talking to Surjit last night. We were just talking about how hard it is to support each other. You know, like we need to be connected to something larger than just our isolated selves.
Absolutely.
So yeah, finding a way to do that online, even though, I mean, I'm of a certain age, right? So I'm in my mid-50s and I'm on that edge where technology started to happen, you know, in my late teens and early 20s. For people my age and older, and you know, the majority of our congregation is older, this virtual world is not something they've really accessed before. Yeah. So it's difficult too, right? So we have people, especially at St. Thomas, who are in their 80s and 90s in Chilliwack. They haven't even read any of my midweek update emails, you know, which I spend a lot of time. I used to do videos. I used to upload them to YouTube. And I realized now I'm just not connecting with them. They just want the in-person. And so they've been spending all this time isolated, which is just really hard. So we have a phone team. So we call each other. So that's another thing that's changed. We're just sort of more deliberate about connecting via phone if people don't connect online. And then, you know, those people started coming back when we reopened in-person worship in September. You know, we had strict limits on how many could come and how that all worked. And then now it's all shut down again. So
Do you find more mental anguish, depression, or mental illness starting to happen in your flock?
One of the things is we try to stay in touch with each other and find out what's going on. But we definitely have had a couple of people, I'd use the word drop out, but you know, all of our attempts to connect with them have kind of failed. You know, we've heard from them once or twice in the 9 months, and that's bizarre because I know they're probably hurting. And so because I'm half time, you know, I have to kind of offload some of that to other people to follow up on. So I don't have any like specific instance where I can say, you know, somebody fell into depression or committed suicide or something like that, something horrible like that. But I know that people are suffering mentally because of this, and especially people who feel like they're in the last few years of their life already. Mm-hmm. We do have several parishioners who were caught in the recent Tabor home outbreak and who have contracted COVID. It's unsure whether they're going to make it. Because I mean, you know, for elderly people, it's very deadly. Mm-hmm. I think people are suffering. They're trying to reach out through email, some of them, but some of them don't have that capacity. As of the last few weeks, I can't even go into people's homes now again. So that's really hard, especially at winter.
Just to follow up on that, we just had our Diwali celebrations in the Sikh and Hindu faith. I know Christmas is coming up for you guys, and yeah. Christmas is a big deal. How do you plan to keep connected with your church community, have them engaged in a different way of celebrating Christmas?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're actually just working on that right now, just trying to plan for both scenarios, like whether we're going to be allowed to be back in person or not. We'll find out, I guess, after the 7th. But let's say we're not able to, which is probably more likely, maybe 60-70% at this point. We have a special set of meetings on Zoom for the Advent season starting this coming Sunday night, which are different than our Sunday morning services. So we're hoping to draw some people in that way. We're going to be producing more midweek activity or more midweek connections to the meaning of Christmas. We're still going to be helping people with food needs. And if there's a couple of hampers that need to be delivered, that sort of thing, we have people working on that. We do some fun stuff too. We normally have a big St. Nicholas fair where we talk about where the idea of Santa Claus actually came from. You know,
yeah. So
we use St. Nicholas from the 4th century, right? So in modern day Turkey is where he lived.
Yeah.
So we talk about that, but we also have a big raffle for Christmas baskets, that sort of thing. So we're doing all of that online this year, which is not easy for the kids, right? So the kids generally want to see St. Nicholas in person, and then we hand out gold coins and we have this lunch together, and it's lots of fun. So we just have to craft things that people can do together in their home, which ends up being a whole lot of work, Sarjeet. I'll tell you that.